It's my idea to wrap presents for people, so I should get to do the fun parts myself. Everybody else can stay out.
You can't do everything by yourself. Be humble and let others help. Hi, and welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures just for you here on Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. I remember when I played basketball in middle school. I thought it was up to me to score all the points. I never wanted to pass the ball or let anyone else take a shot. Then my coach benched me and said, "Zach, a team works together." And that was a humbling experience, but it was the best way for me to learn. Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Our story for today, it's entitled, "The Wrapping Paper Redo." "It's my idea. I should wrap all the presents," Libby cried. "But you're not good at wrapping," Hattie answered. "It's a class project to raise money for missionaries our church supports. We're going to work together," Miss Coretta intervened. When Miss Coretta had asked their class for ideas to help support missionaries, Libby shared her plan: wrapping Christmas presents at the mall in exchange for donations from shoppers getting their purchases wrapped. Everyone agreed, so Miss Coretta made the arrangements. Libby felt proud of her idea and wanted to carry out the project by herself. When Hattie noticed Libby rushing to wrap each gift the shoppers brought them, she tried talking to Libby, but Libby insisted on handling it alone. "Please get more tape and ribbon from the box I brought," Miss Coretta asked Libby. Grumpily, Libby yanked the supply box from under the table. Then a man approached. "I had this candle wrapped for my wife's Christmas present," he explained, "but the paper fell off on my way out. I was wondering if you could rewrap it." Libby stood up from her search for ribbon and tape. She remembered wrapping that candle. She saw now how sloppy she'd been. "I'm sorry," Libby's face turned red. "Hattie, why don't you rewrap the candle? I'll get the shiny paper." Afterwards, Miss Coretta took Libby aside. "I know that embarrassed you, but I think you can learn something from this mistake."
"I can?" Libby asked.
Miss Coretta nodded. "God tells us he gives grace to those who are humble. When we admit we need help, he'll provide it. Jesus humbled himself by dying on the cross for our sins because we couldn't save ourselves. And he'll help you have the same kind of humble attitude he did. When we're prideful and try to do his work all on our own, we set ourselves up for failure. But when we humbly work with others to serve him, people can see his love and grace in us." "I did fail at wrapping that man's candle," Libby replied. Then she smiled. "Hey, Hattie," Libby called, "will you show me how you wrap presents? I think I have a lot to learn." Well, how about you? Are you humbly serving the Lord with other Christians? God gives each of us abilities to use for his purposes. When we work together as God's people, we bless others and glorify him. But when we think we have what it takes to do God's work all by ourselves, our pride leads to failure, and we keep others from doing their part too. As we grow in Jesus, he'll help us get rid of pride and be humble so the work we do with others can show people who he is. Our key verse is found in the Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2.
"When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom."
And our key thought for today, be humble.
Hey, don't miss the fun during the Keys for Kids radio countdown to Christmas. We've got tons of Christmas music, Bible stories, and your favorite shows celebrating Jesus' birth. You can find out how to listen when you go to keysforkids.net and click on Countdown to Christmas. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.